We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, let's talk Giant football. Joining us right now, Chris Bisignano of the Giants Insider. We've talked to him a couple times before. Chris, Joe, and Evan, how you been?
Hi, good, Chris. Guys. How are you doing? Chris? Good,
doing
good.
Right.
Joe, Evan.
So First of all, I'm sorry, guys. All right,
Evan, I just hope you're feeling better, but I just heard that you got a little thing going on.
Thank you very much. I'm getting to talk to you guys, so I feel a lot better. Leonard Williams, are you okay with the fact that he may play on the franchise tag? Do you want a long-term deal done with him? Where do you stand on the Leonard Williams situation?
Well, the Leonard Williams situation is, no, I'm not happy with the $16 million franchise number. I don't feel he's a $16 million a year player. Now, do I expect that? No. They're going to work on a long-term deal, and I'm sure they're going to work that out where it's going to be down to 11, 12, 13, right around that number per year. That's the type of player I feel he is. Now, there was no way Gettleman was going to let him walk out the door. Everybody knew he was going to tag him because, let's face it, Gettleman wasn't going to lose face, right, with that trade. There was no way they were going to let Leonard Williams walk out. So the idea to tag, as everybody knows, you tag him, you keep him, you work on a long-term deal, you have the July 15th. I expect, guys, that it will be a 3-4, you know, year deal, 12, 13 per. And then top it out maybe, you know, at the tail end, around 15, 16, whatever it might be, which won't be as bad down the road. That's what I fully expect. Am I happy Leonard's back? Listen, guys, he's a good football player. Yeah, I just didn't want him back at a 16, 17. He was asking for 15, okay? I know he denied it on Twitter, but, guys, he was asking for 15, his camp. His side was at 15. He wasn't getting that. Right now he's at 16. By September, I don't expect him to be at 16. So that's where we're at with Leonard Williams.
What's your thoughts on the what they've done so far, free agency? Bradberry, Martinez, what's your overall feeling?
Well, Joe, I figured Gettleman would make one splash. He did with Bradberry. It was a need, big time. Now, Bradberry's a good corner. Is he a top corner in the league? No. He's a good corner. And good corners, as you see in the market, they're going to get overpaid. Everybody gets overpaid in free agency. We all know that, right? So they fill the need there. Gettleman knows him. We draft him in Carolina. He's a good press corner. Patrick Graham is going to do a lot of man press in his schemes. So he fits what the Giants need. Blake Martinez, look, guys, I put on Twitter before free agency started that there was three inside backers that I felt the Giants, without question, had to grab one of them. It was between Corey Littleton, Joe Schobert, and Blake Martinez. They wound up with Blake Martinez. Very active linebacker. It's a huge upgrade for what they had, which was basically Alec Ogletree, and they moved on from him. Listen, guys, you see, we're talking about a guy here that's had, 300 tackles the last 2 years. Now, is there some faults in his game? Yeah, there is. He's not a top three inside, but he's not a Luke Kuechly and all that. But he's a huge upgrade, a very active guy that's going to have two big boys in front of him. With Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams, that's going to take up a lot of blocking, a lot of blockers, and he'll be able to do his thing. So it was two needs that Gettleman filled. Whether or not it turns out very good, we'll see when the games start, guys, like everything else in free agency.
Did you expect more? I mean, this is a team that had, I think it was $70 million in cap space. And we know cap space can disappear very, very quickly. And I kind of like the fact that they've spread it out to where they're not in cap hell next year and the year after, where they're actually front-loading the deals. But going in the free agency, were there higher expectations than so far what they've come back with in your mind?
Well, I think a lot of people felt they were going to go all in on Clowney, Evan. You know, a guy like that, where they were going to give him the 20-plus. So a lot of people in the Giants side felt that, oh, they're going to make that real big one. You know, they're going to really spend all that money on a guy like Clowney. And Clowney is now finding out that what he wants in, you know, price-wise, he's not going to get, you know, that he's not that type of player. He's getting a reality check as we speak. So this is what I expected. You know, I expected a guy. I did not think they were going to go all in on Byron Jones because of the price tag, although he, you know, Bradbury didn't get much less than him, right? But no, they basically did, Evan, Joe, what I thought Gettleman would do, you know, as far as that. Like, the Byron Jones was the big name. Okay, Miami wound up getting him. So the Giants went to the next level with Bradbury, who was basically the second best corner. So Gettleman went out there, you know, and he spent the money on him, you know, and Blake Martinez is one of the guys they needed on the inside, and he spent the money on him. So he basically did what I thought he was going to do, you know. It was just a matter of, okay, who was it going to be? You know what I mean? Was it going to be a Byron Jones? Was it going to be a Littleton? Right? The other guys, the other edge guys, they don't make the market, but most of them get tagged. The only one that really was out there was Dante Fowler, and a couple of days later, he wound up signing. So, yeah, no, not really a surprise on my end.
Chris, first-round pick, got to be an offensive lineman, right? You're going to be sitting there at four. I mean, I got to believe the Giants are taking that. That's me. What do you think?
Yeah, no, Joe, I'm with you. Listen, I talked about before about, hey, let's see what they do in free agency. To me, free agency was going to dictate what they were going to start leaning towards in the draft, and you see what they're doing now. They brought in a couple of pack of linebackers, the corner and all that. To me, Joe, it's going to be a tough call. If Isaiah Simmons is there, and he probably will be, all right? It's going to be a
probably
tough call, man.
So. Right,
what, Joe?
Right.
Yeah, I would.
I would agree. He probably will be there.
Right, the way it's shaping up, you know, it looks like he'll be there. But you don't know. Draft always takes, you know, twists and turns. But I'm with you, Joe. In my opinion, you know, there's four pretty good offensive tackles out there. I don't think you could go wrong with any one of them out of the four. And I believe that's where Gettleman's going to go. They need that tackle bad. He addressed the defense a little bit, and I feel they're going to go tackle. Yeah, it's going to be I tell you what, though, Joe, Evan, it's going to be a tough call because this Isaiah Simmons kid is – he's the real deal, man. But they need an offensive line, a tackle bad, and I believe that's where they will go.
Mm-hmm. So what role do you think Fleming has, Cameron Fleming, who they added, the former Patriot, the former Cowboy? Yeah. Do you see him as being kind of a super utility, if you will, on the offensive line? What do you see his role being?
Yeah, he's a good swing tackle, Joe. He's a good swing tackle. Come off the sideline if a shoulder gets hurt. You know, if the kid's starting a right tackle, something happened to him, he's a good guy to come off the bench and give you quality snaps. Now, he's not a guy you look at and go, okay, we just signed Cameron Fleming, so we'll pencil him in for right tackle in 2020. No, absolutely not. They're gonna probably draft that tackle, and that kid's probably gonna start a right tackle. Or if anything, if they draft like a Becton and he goes to left tackle, they might move a Solder over to right tackle for 1 year. Solder did that his rookie year in New England. He played right tackle, you know. So,
right.
That's the way I see it. Fleming's a nice swing tackle to come off. You know, they also have a young kid named Nick Gates who gave us some snaps last year. He filled in and he did pretty good too. But that's what Fleming's role is going to be. No way do I sit here and say, okay, all right, Fleming's our guy, right tackle next season. No way.
Chris, how about the coach? What was your thoughts when you heard about Joe Judge becoming the head coach of this team?
Well, you know, it remains to be seen. I mean, obviously he came out of left field. He had an unbelievable interview, knocked him out of the park. He's saying the right things. You know, you see some of his influence with his free agency, you know. You see what he's doing. He brings in Nate Ebner from New England, an old special teams guy, you know, that he had, you know, in New England for a while. And you look at it and you say, okay, you know, he's not going to say much a la Belichick, right? You see what Matt Rule did in Carolina. He opened his mouth about Cam Newton the first few days he was there. They turned around and said, okay, goodbye, Cam. And there's like an uproar going on in Carolina about Matt Rule already. All right, so what did Judge do? He did the total opposite. He comes in and he asked about, you know, Daniel Jones a few times, and he was like, oh, yeah, we'll see. You know, he gives that answer. You know, everybody knows Jones.
Right.
But you could tell you could tell the Belichick influence with him already. You know, he's just going to be, we'll see. Listen, it's all about wins and losses. You know, we'll see what his camp looks like. Hopefully, we'll see what training camp looks like in July because it looks like the OTAs are done. You know, and we'll see from there, man. It's all about wins and losses. And if he's out there and he's in over his head, then it's going to be a bad move. If he comes in and he looks like he's ready to go and he's made for this, then it's a great move. But it's all about wins and losses. But right now, Joe, yeah, I like it. You know, he's a Belichick guy.
Well, you don't know what he is. You have no idea. You just hope he's going to be good.
But we just don't know.
You
know what I mean?
Right. No, you don't know. No, of course, you don't know.
Listen, guys, I'm not going to be one of those guys as a Giant fan. Go, oh man, we got the right guy. Oh, we got him. Oh, this guy's going to be great.
No, well, of course.
Yeah,
who knows?
You don't know. We'll see. We'll see it come September, right. You know?
Yep.
I'm curious your opinion on this, Chris. Yeah. The other day, Mark Ross, remember Mark Ross, good buddy in the Giant?
Giant
front office. He was
known well. Yeah.
With Moosant. He was on with Moose and Maggie, and he said he thinks Daniel Jones will be just a serviceable starter in the NFL. Your thoughts? Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
Well, Mark Ross is not a guy, in my opinion, should be opening his mouth on anything related to the NFL and especially the Giants. For a man who basically had a hand in leaving Eli Manning on an island for the last 6 years, his prime years, okay, and watched him get killed year after year without offensive line. My opinion, fellas, Mark Ross should be opening his mouth on anything, okay? And I'm not the only one that feels like that. There's a lot of guys in that building, the Giants facility, who feel exactly
Chris,
like
you
I
know,
do.
You know I did this on purpose. I knew
I know you did it. I know
you
Evan, you're always going. Evan, you always got to try to round me up one time. I know what you're doing.
do you like Jones? Do you like – what do you think of – I mean, I think Jones has got a very high upside. I mean, that's
Joe,
me. What do you think about him?
Joe, I like Jones. He has a huge upside. Now, he obviously has to start taking care of this turnover issue, okay?
Sure.
Has to take
sure.
care of that, all right? Can't be fumbling. Can't be trying to get that extra yard, coughing the ball up. He has to learn protection, you know, ball protection, security in the pocket. He has to improve. But I tell you what, guys, if he didn't get hurt those two games, he probably would have broke Mayfield's rookie TD record, okay? A lot of the kid could run. He's a smart kid. You know, he makes a mistake. He won't make it again, you know, as far as recognizing. Now, he has to improve on some things, especially against cover twos. He had a little issue with that and all that. But I like him. I think he's got a huge upside. And for Mark Ross to say that, it's just, honestly, guys, that's just the bitterness of Mark Ross coming out again. Mm. He's made a few of those comments in the
interesting.
Past.
No, I've noticed that. We're talking to Chris Bisignano, Giants insider. All right, so for Joe and I, we look at the Jets and say, they better make the playoffs. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts, they better make the playoffs. The Giants won
especially
three
with an
games
extra
in
team. Especially there's an extra team in the playoffs.
Right. That adds to it. But the Giants won three games in 17, 5-18, 4 last year. You have a brand new head coach. GM is still there. What are you, and I know a lot can change. We still have a draft. I get it. A lot can happen. But what are your expectations going to be for what this team better accomplish in 2020?
Guys, I'm not going to say it's got to be playoffs, but it has to be, in my opinion, 8-8, 9-7, and then we'll see what happens as far as tiebreakers. But in my opinion, it has to be right around there. I don't expect a 4-12 team to go 10-6 and go to the playoffs. You know, I don't. But I do want to see, obviously, especially because you have Jones going to be in his second year, I do want to see a strong 8-8. Now, what I mean by strong 8-8 or 9-7 is this, is that you finish the year strong. You don't start off like 7-4 and then you wind up 7-9, you know? I want to see him finish strong. I'm not going to say, hey, I think it's playoff or bust. Is that your guys' feelings on the Jets, playoffs or bust next year?
Damn
yeah, I think
right.
so. Yeah,
You're
I,
damn
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Yeah, I got to say that, man, especially with this guy that's the coach. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, you know, we don't want this guy to begin with. He sold Christopher Johnson a bill of goods. He did nothing in Miami. Big deal. He took him to the playoffs once. He seems to have alienated players in the league because, I mean, and people aren't exactly jumping to play for Adam Gase, it seems. You know, he takes a shot at that Le'Veon Bell after the guy gets signed. I didn't really want to sign him. He wins a power struggle with the owner to get, not that we love Maccagnan, but to get the general manager out after he runs the draft and free agency. Yeah, we love Gase.
Joe, I have to ask you guys, and I was breaking Evan's chops a little bit last time on Twitter. He knows where I'm going, but
right.
Are you a little surprised that Douglas has been kind of quiet in his free agency? I know he's signed a few guys in the offensive line, but are you a little surprised that the Jets have been a little quiet?
Well, I want to sign. I am more concerned about guys on the team now. I definitely wanted to see Brian Poole re-sign, no doubt. I definitely want to see them re-sign Robbie Anderson. I do. You know, I like the fact that he's addressed the offensive line so far. I think they got to wind up. You know, if Simmons does get drafted by the Giants at four, that's going to be one more offensive lineman that's going to be, you know, back it up that, you know, maybe you're sure the Jets will have one of those four guys to draft at 11. That's the way I look at it. So, you know, they got to, it's time, man. They haven't been to the playoffs since 2010. I mean, you know, enough is enough already. Let's go, you know.
Joe.
And it's a big year for the quarterback. Quarterback's got to make a big jump this year. Quarterback has to make a big, because I don't know what he is yet. The jury's still out on him. Quarterback's got to make a big jump this year, Chris.
Joe, I asked Evan last night. I was breaking his chops a little bit, but I've got to ask you now. If George Fant is your left tackle opening game in September, how do you feel about that?
I can't feel too good about it. How am I going to feel good about it? He played for a Seattle offensive line and was just as bad as the Jets, maybe worse. So, they have to take – no, bro, seriously, and I understand. I hear wide receiver. I hear this. I hear that. They got to get an offensive lineman with their first-round pick, and the guy's got to be a player. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
I think we're both in the same boat. I think both the Jets and the Giants, they're going to have to draft an offensive tackle in the first round. No question.
Yeah, I fully expect it.
That's what I
think based on what the Giants have done so far in the offseason and even what the Jets have done, that I think that we are more than likely. Now, I could see drafting a wide receiver from the Jets, but more than likely, I think we're looking at the Giants and Jets both going offensive line in the first round. And obviously, the Giants may have the pick of the litter.
Yeah, because
they will. I think they're going to.
The Giants are going to have the pick of the litter. Look, I mean, even if they go back a few, you know, and trade back or two, they're still going to pick who they want, you know, because whoever they trade back with is going quarterback. You know that, you know. So, hey, the Giants are in a prime position, man. Whatever, you know, the four guys, I don't know who they like the best out of the four big boys coming out. I don't know who they really focused in on. But they're going to be in that position to take one of them. And the chances are, guys, I mean, very good chance, the Jets are going to be in a position, too, to take one of those big four. They're going to get one of those big four kids, man. And I think that's a no-doubter for Joe Douglas, who believes in building that offensive line, you know, that he's going to take one, too, man.
Right.
You know, so.
Right.
I agree. Chris, great talking to you. We appreciate it, man. Thank you, pal. Stay safe.
Hey, guys, thank you.
Take care of yourself, Chris.
Yeah, you too, man. Stay safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.